Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily. After receiving Turning Point audio, do a short Bible study through our daily devotional prayer booklet. Subscribe for it so that it can be sent to you on phone for your daily engagement. For subscription and subscription renewal, send a chat message to Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so today if you have not already done so. Welcome to Monday, the 8th day in April 2024. Monday is the first working day of the week. This week is loaded for you. It shall deliver honor. Open your hand to receive and be responding with amen. I receive it. You will flourish and blossom this week. Like the palm tree, you will not know dryness. I speak over everyone's lives. Your going out is blessed and your coming back is blessed. I see in the spirit, boldly written on your forehead, blessed of the Lord. Yes, that's who you are. Whatever is contrary to that, showing up in your life and in your children's life, shall be wiped away by fire and the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm hearing, pray for someone who desire a change of story. How many people listening to me now desire a change of story? If so, lay your right hand on your chest. I prophesy a change of story to your life. Health-wise, maritally, financially, status-wise, in the country where you are, on your job, in business, in career, in ministry, receive anointing for change of story in Jesus' name. Then waiting mothers, God is laying it on my spirit to pray specially for waiting mothers, those trusting God for the fruit of the womb. Solomon chapter 4 verse 2 says, whereof everyone bear twins, and none was barren among them. Yes, none shall be barren among us. Do this. Take your pillow, could be a throw pillow, or even a towel, roll it, and cuddle it like you would a baby. It's a faith action. Yes, cuddle, and dance a little, sing a song. You can even stand in the gap for your daughter or your loved ones who have been waiting. I prophesy to your life, your waiting season is over. If you have waited for over 5 years, God will start for you with a set of twins. Yes, He will compensate you. I hear the cry of baby and babies in homes already. Your womb and your husband's seeds are hereby energized in the name of Jesus. All contrary medical reports are set aside in Jesus' name. All listeners, I speak over your life these days. You shall be listed among the super performers, among the super successful. Oh Lord, whatever you put behind this commission that is making TPGF to break through all over the world, let it start working in the life of all genuine TPGF members and listeners. Anointing flows from the head. It is working for me. It shall start working for all of you. And if it is working for you already, it will work much more. None shall be feeble among us. None shall be poor among us. None shall be left behind among us. None will die prematurely. All say amen. I receive it. April 8th celebrant, your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed also. You shall live long and live well in Jesus' name. Happy birthday. Listeners, this week is for insightful teachings through questions and situations sent in by members across the world. Please send and resend your questions and situations for counseling, for teachings, and for prayers. Phone number to send it to in form of a chat is +234 809 789 4000. That is the line that will get it to me. First issue for teachings today. Good day, sir. I'm a pastor and also a member of TPGF. I don't earn much in salary. Yet, people always come to me for financial assistance. I find it difficult to say no to people who ask me for help. The thing is affecting me as I don't have enough savings to assist people, even for my church too. Sir, if I don't have, when people ask me for help, can I go and borrow to help people? Please, sir, I need your counsel here. Wow. Yes, I will give it. I will give it. Let me start from where you stopped. You must never borrow to help people. The law of life is that you don't give what you don't have. Yes, as a pastor, even as a leader, apart from being a pastor, People will always come for help. People look up to their leaders. Give what you can afford per time, but never borrow to give people. Instead, pray for them and counsel them on what they can begin to do to earn a decent living. There is dignity in labor. If they are not too old, aged, or sickly, there is something to do in every climb to earn money. Give them guidance, arrange training, and maybe empowerment. Then come to you, your own case. You are a pastor, you said. You did not say whether you are a full-time, a part-time, or an associate pastor. Then, whether you are the head of the ministry of the church or a branch of an associate pastor. But whichever case it is, add value to your life. Work on your ministerial career and destiny and deliveries. What gives pastor money are impact and mentoring. And it takes time to build up to that level in ministry. Then grow the church. When the church grows, there will be structures put in place to care for the poor and the less privileged in the church. There is no shortcut or fast way to get these things done. You just have to work hard and follow process. I'm praying for you. God will see you through. Next question. Concerning the last Thursday program, oh Lord, remove all evil garments. Good morning, Daddy. In a situation where your environment, United Kingdom, does not permit burning items which can trigger fire alarm, please, what do we do to those clothes? Throw them away? Wow, yes. Throw them away into the trash bin. The important thing is to get rid of them. Remember, it's a prophetic action of take away all these evil and negative things from our lives. Same thing with it. If we did bonfire, writing things on papers, prophesying against them, and setting them ablaze, those in environments where naked fire is not allowed can shred the papers, flush them down the drain, or trash them as well. Next, there are Daddy Femi Emmanuel. My son came back from school and decided not to go back to that school again after spending 4 years in the university. He didn't write his project. He has reference and refused to rewrite the exam. He came back with nothing. He lost his original credentials after 4 years of spending my resources. All my effort in training my son in school has been wasted. All prayers battle seed. God did not answer my prayer on him. What should I do, sir? My heart wants to break. I am writing this in tears, and I'm not getting younger anymore. What should I do? Wow. I am moved to tears as I read this. This is not just happening to you, man. It is happening to many parents and happened to many. And I want all parents and will be parents to listen to me attentively today. This is a fundamental, foundational problem. Psalm 11 verse 3 says, if the foundation is faulty, what can the righteous do? Proverbs 22 verse 6 says, train a child. It says train a child, not an adult. It is only a child that can be trained, not an adult. A child is from day one of birth to a seven of life, as I have taught here continuously. I don't know how good your marriage is, madam. Where is the father of the boy? This boy did not just become like this suddenly or overnight. He was influenced, yes, negatively. All 4 years in the university, no monitoring, no mentoring. Who are his friends? Do you know? Then, when he was in the secondary school, did you work with the teachers? He missed it then. He missed it a long time. No attention, no monitoring, no mentoring. I am not blaming you, but just letting you know where things went wrong. If we fail to train a child, we will need to repair an adult. And that is not easy. Their characters must have been formed. So, what to do? Prayers. Warfare prayers. For God to give him an encounter like the prodigal son in the Bible, for his mind to come back home. Do that. And then something has stolen his mind at the moment. Then draw him closer to yourself. Don't be hostile to him or cast him away. No. Love him. Then with prayers, he will be renewed. And then bring in a mentor. There are experts, practitioners to handle these kind of issues. In addition to prayers, and motherly love. Don't say God did not answer your prayers. It is the wrong foundation that worked against the boy. But as you do what I counsel you to do, then God will redeem him. He will see end up a star child for you. All parents, learn a lesson from this. Engage all our covenant insight of prayers over him. Something will happen. He will be redeemed. Don't lose hope on him. Listeners, we'll build more on this from tomorrow. I hope these things are blessing you. Rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Do so daily. Join us later this evening on Ask a Question broadcast. Our time is 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Nigeria time. I'm sorry we couldn't bring it up last Friday. Now, pay your tithe and sow your seed. It is our covenant work with God to grow his kingdom on earth for as long as we live. And as we do so, he will remove devourers from our lives. He will open his heaven over our situations. He will bless what we do and make our business and our lives transgenerational. You can hear people's testimonies when they give tithe, corporate and personal tithing, and they sow all kinds of seed that God has led us to teach, to believe and encourage here. Do so. You can never outgive God. The NTPGF UK conference is coming up Fridays and Saturdays, June 21 and 22. Write it down. All TPGF members and Turning Point listeners in United Kingdom, in Europe, in Canada, in America, arrange, pray and plan to be there. Arrange your work. Mark your diary. Venue is St. George's Church Hall, Church Street, Gravesend, DA10DJ. That is in Kent. Friday, June 21, 5 p.m. From 5 p.m. will be TPGF conference. Saturday 22, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. will be TPGF conference. Same Saturday, 2:30 to 3:30 p.m. will be ministers conference. All ministers, all pastors, all God servants in the fivefold ministry, I'm coming to UK so we can have fellowship, have ministers conference, block your diaries. Conference is free, but you need to register so that we can do our planning and logistics. Send an SMS, a chat, or a call to Pastor Franklin on +44 795 650 4536 or Pastor Adeola on +44 74 111 28401. Do so now. I pray for everyone today. This week has opened for you already. The power of God will back you up. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great week. TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.